Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm curious. You just heard the polling, right? False polling. It's ever constructed to continuously divide the American people. Mark 3:25. Read the scripture for yourself and understand what Jesus said. A house divided against itself shall not stand. Are you telling me, and I'm speaking to the mainstream media and their useful idiots, and those that control these useful idiots that are controlled by their master, Satan himself, John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. Are you telling me that 41% of the people are approving of a man that's guilty of treason, plagiarism, lying, stealing, killing? Do you understand what I'm saying, friends? They want you to believe that 41% of the people in this country approve of this criminal that desires to strip the 41% they would have you believe. That would have you believe that they want their rights, their God-given rights, stripped away from them. That's baloney. Folks, as you well know, when this whole charade going down between the two clowns, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, in the circus of politics, when they were allegedly hand-picked by the American people to become the president of the United States, of course, forget about the 1,162 others that were running for the president that you didn't hear a peep from concerning the state-controlled media. Or the mainstream media. No, but they want you to believe that these are the two that everybody had. They were picked by the American people to represent we the people. But don't forget the fact that, friends, when Joe Biden was on the road, and we showed you videos, we played the audio, where literally no one showed up on the campaign trail. Literally. The mainstream media reported that. And remember when Kamala Harris came back after the inauguration, right? That nobody attended, and remember how that was all shut off to the public as well? Do you remember when she came back to Los Angeles, Orange County? Do you remember when two people showed up to support her homecoming? See, folks, they want, this is why they continuously push this false polling. They want you to believe that the American people are standing behind this president. And what they really want you to believe is that when you drive down the street, that 41%, almost half the American people, are your enemies. No, friends, that's what they want you to believe. Any dictatorship, friends, any authoritarian government, this is how they continuously control the people, and it's always done through what? Deception. That's how tyrants rise. When justice from the people dies, tyrants continuously rise. And it's what's happening today in America. There's no 41% that approve of Joe Biden or any other candidate, friends, that advocates for the murder of babies except the guilty. There's nobody out there, friends, advocating them to steal away our God-given Second Amendment, God-given rights. There's nobody out there doing that, friends, except those that are guilty of wanting to strip the American people as well from their God-given rights. I mean, we have to think about what we're being told here, friends, on so many different fronts. We really do. Matter of fact, I want to make a point with that while I have you online really quick. I got a short amount of time. I have you for 2 hours today. But isn't it interesting, friends, how this government that's giving you the false polling, isn't it also interesting how they want you to believe that a certain amount of people in this country think it's okay to murder babies, to strip us of our Second Amendment rights, and the list goes on. I want you to think about this concerning the Second Amendment just for a moment. To ban guns because the criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Do you see how self-inflicting that is? In other words, folks, if you think it through, nobody's thinking that way. Except those that mean to strip you of your God-given rights, regardless of what it may be. There is no 41% in approval of a Joe Biden, friends. These are the same people, by the way, the mainstream media that told you 80 million people voted him in. When you know that there's massive voter fraud going on in the United States of America. Quit being distracted by what doesn't matter and start getting busy concerning the issues that do matter, Americans. Because the longer that this criminal and his criminal administration and the bureaucracies that they're creating, even now, friends, stay in, you are adding strength to that tyranny that means to control your personal lives. Now, friends, I'm going to come back right on the other side of this break. I'm going to give you a lowdown before we do that. And I want to show you some really, well, some appalling things. Now, most people stand against abortion. We already understand that. But what happens when you leave these people to themselves concerning those that have illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the first place? What happens when you just let them alone and you continuously leave them without consequence concerning the crimes and transgressions that they're guilty of? 1 John 3:4. I'm going to show you. Because what I'm going to show you after this hard break is unthinkable, to say the least, friends. Literally. And I'm not embellishing this. I'm not bolstering my claim. It's what they just did in California. I'll get to that in just a moment. Friends, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. When you're on that page, social media platforms, we are on the left side of that page, the left side of that page. And when you go there, go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that page. We are rebuilding that page. Again, SOL Radio Live on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, subscribe to that page. Also, when you get a moment, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of that page. I'm going to go ahead and refresh it. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. There we are right there. I just turned it on. So anyways, you get the point there. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know as well, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5. There's only one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12 tells us what? It tells us that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus and him alone, period. And that's where we stand. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to ask you a question, and I want you to answer me. Please be a part of the show today. It's just me today, and it's you. 1-866-582-9933. Where does the government in the United States of America, where is it that they derive their authority to murder innocent babies in the womb? I'm curious. Can anybody tell me that? Where is it that the government has the right to murder innocent babies in the womb? Where do they derive those rights? I mean, this is a government by the people and for the people, right? Where is it that the people in this country, we the people, delegated authority to our said representative government to go ahead and illegally sanction the murder of its own people that they're supposed to represent? 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to say it this way, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You live in a murderous dictatorship. You live in a system where your senators know that baby parts are being illegally harvested. You have a Department of Injustice in federal government and states that allow abortion that actually go after the people that expose the likes of those murderous doctors shedding innocent blood within the womb. And clearly, I want to say to the 86% of people in this country that call themselves Christians, I'm curious to know where the love of God is. Because my Bible tells me in Proverbs 6:17 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. I'm going to show you something that's going on right now as we speak, friends. Abortions worldwide just this year. It's called the World-O-Meter. Anybody see this? 13,170,079, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87. This is live time concerning the abortions that are being committed on a worldwide basis. Well, Bradley, what does that have to do with what's going on in America? Well, I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? I'm not making this up. Somebody just sent it to me, and a reliable source. And I did my homework, and sure enough, what was sent to me is exactly right. And what I want you to hear is what's happening in the state of California. I got to say, for all the people that I know out there, here, listen to me carefully, friends, and I say this because your blood is off my hands. And I am not going to be impartial in judgment in any sense of the word. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Ezekiel 44, verse 23. We're supposed to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Between that which is right and that which is wrong. And what I want you to hear here, friends, is it's amazing to me. All these said conservatives, before I show you this video, it's amazing to me that all these said conservatives that love their state and their country so much that have moved from California because they say all is lost in California. So what do? Instead of fighting, standing up and fighting this murderous dictatorship, this communistic regime, this totalitarian government in California. It's all over the place, by the way. We have been permeated with this unconstitutional, un-American government, friends, because the people have forgotten where they have come from, period. Hosea 4:6, put that up against a negative and a positive, Jeremiah 6:16. Isn't it amazing all those conservatives that they love their country so much that they're the first ones to bail, moving from California, capitulating when they should stand up and fight? Psalm 78, verse 9. Isn't it interesting how they capitulate and they run from the state of California rather than to fight for the state of California so they can go to another state and contaminate and put a little leaven in the lump, wickedness concerning who they are to those new states? Just imagine when it gets real bad in the states that they move to, once it gets real bad there, see, they are partakers of the sins of those states, and once it gets so bad, they up and they leave to another state. Well, I'm here to tell you, Americans, that's why we have a judgment day, Hebrews 9:27, because judgment day is not something that you're going to be able to run from. You are going to have to, when you take your last breath, your eyes are closed and you open your eyes, you are going to meet your judge. Revelation 21, verse 8. Start there. We are going to meet our judge. You're not going to be able to run from that. Judgment day is not something that you're going to be able to run from. Instead of bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9, these people, these capitulators, these that are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of man, they flee California. They're partakers of why California is bad, and then they flee to another state to contaminate that state. I could name some of them right now because you all know who they are. They love their states and country so much that they turn and capitulate when they should stand up and fight. Well, this is one of the reasons I guess many of them left, the shameful cowards. And speaking of abortion again and how bad things are, and I'm not saying that they're not bad, but I'll tell you what, friends, love it or leave it. The fact of the matter is, if you love this country, then why don't you stand up and do the same things that our forefathers did, our family members did, in fighting off tyranny in other countries? What, it's good enough for them to sacrifice themselves, but it's not good enough for you to stand up and fight now for you and your posterity? That's shameful. You don't deserve your freedoms. It's just that plain to say. It really is. I want you to see this. This is what's going on in California right now. This isn't a reason to run from the state. This is a reason to run to the state and deal with corruption. Because these are murderous dictators. It's exactly what they are. You ready for this? Check this girl out.
So AB 2223 passed in California today. We've lost our minds. How on earth and who even proposed this, that we can murder babies up to 28 days after they're born? And what is even the point
after
of that?
They're born.
I would like one good or even remotely logical reason on why we're doing this. It's not like we don't have families who are so infertile. I mean, the fertility rates, it's said that men are going to be sterile by 2040.
Who's they?
One of the two dates.
Who's they?
I'm sick. This is disgusting. What are we going to do? How are we going to fight this? What are we doing, guys?
I'm going to tell you that in just a minute.
Let's go. Someone's got to stand up for these innocent, helpless babies.
Wow. Here's another woman standing up, doing what a man should be doing, right? No. Wow. Isn't that crazy? The Sacramento Bee just reported new California lawmakers wanted to decriminalize infanticide. Here's what we found. Okay? Go ahead. Do your homework. Assembly Bill 2223. And check it out. And you'll find out exactly what she was saying is exactly right. So not only do they now want to murder the babies in the womb, they forgot thou shalt not murder, right? The sixth commandment, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on, right? Common sense comes into play. Not only do they want to murder the baby in the innocent in the womb, but now they want to kill them 28 days after they're birthed, according to this information. Think about that. Well, that should come as to no surprise. Hey, folks, I just got done telling you that the Injustice Department and federal government goes after people that expose those that are responsible for murdering the babies in the womb. They incriminate the people that expose them for who they are. Do you think this isn't going to come to your front door? I'm here to tell you, it's already come to your front door. And what do I mean? Is anybody paying attention to your social media scrolls? Oh, my goodness, friends. Are you paying attention to all the actors, all as they would call them, the famous people, the R&B singers, the rappers? Anybody paying attention to all of the people under 60 years old and 50 years old and 40 years old and 30 years old and 20 years old and young teens and young kids dying? Oh, my goodness, folks, I could pull up a live feed right now. And I can start to name off the people that have died over the last 24 hours. And, of course, nobody knows what's going on. They just, hey, folks, they just can't figure out what's going on. What about all the soccer players that are dying off? Oh, they just don't know what's happening. They're falling over all over the world playing soccer. They call it football in Europe. And it's interesting, friends, that people sit back and they, whoa, what's going on? Do you think it has anything to do with the same government that has illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, that are giving experimental jabs by force, and if you don't do it, then you lose your job, then you lose your credibility in society? Of course, friends, that's exactly where it's coming from. I went online this morning. And there was two or three, and this is just a couple minutes of me looking at the scroll, because quite frankly, I get sick of it, but two or three famous people that are now dead under 50 years old. I guarantee you, friends, they took the experimental shots. And they're going to keep pushing it, and they're going to keep pushing it, and they're going to keep pushing it until the American people bring justice. That's what I'm going to come back to. This is what I want to show you concerning the consequence of those that shed innocent blood. What does the Bible tell us we're supposed to do with those that are murdering the innocent in the womb or innocent blood? We'll be right back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. His announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says it is attacking the last pocket of resistance there, but otherwise it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies reveal what appears to be a second mass gravesite near Mariupol that has prompted Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians in the city. No response from the Kremlin on the photos. French President Emmanuel Macron has the lead going into Sunday's runoff election over rival Marine Le Pen. He would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term if he's successful. This is USA Radio News. A Black Lives Matter activist in Memphis will not face charges that she illegally registered to vote. Shelby County prosecutors dropped the charges against Pamela Moses. She was convicted last November and sentenced to prison this past January. Moses sought a new trial in February, which was granted due to the Corrections Department failing to turn over a necessary document. Moses, who had previous felonies, sought to restore her voting rights, thinking she was eligible. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile while testifying during a hearing Friday on whether she is eligible to run for re-election. Using a rarely used part of the 14th Amendment, voters in her district said Greene helped facilitate the insurrection on January 6 that disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will make the ultimate decision. Wall Street has added another bad week. The Dow dropped nearly 2% overall. It's also the third straight losing week for the S&P 500. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So in the process, we were just talking during the last segment and the first segment concerning what's going on with the innocent in the womb. Now they want to kill them 28 days outside of the womb. And I said, do you think that if you're going to allow a murderous dictatorship to act in such a fashion that they're not going to come after you? Oh, you better know they're going to come after you. And it's exactly what's going on. And I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends, all the famous people, as they call them, that sold their souls out to Satan. I'd bow down to him. Read Matthew 4, you'll understand. But it's interesting how they're dying off. You can't make it up. You've never seen so many people dying and falling over dead out of nowhere in all of your life. And you know what the people are doing in an attempt to justify the unjustifiable? Those that got the shot? They're saying, what's going on? What's going on? I just don't know what's going on. Same thing that's going on today was forecasted over 2.5 years ago by the doctors that were censored by the big tech companies. Okay. As a matter of fact, yesterday, I was speaking with a woman unsolicited. She had told me that her sister went out and got the shot, and she should have knew better, the experimental jab. And she said now she has blood clots in her lungs. She said she went to the Regents Hospital in Minneapolis, and she said, Bradley, unsolicited, my sister told me, she said the ward, the emergency room in the hospital was filled with people that have had strokes. Anybody know where that comes from? These are the side effects of these experimental jabs. So those that you've allowed to murder the innocent in the womb are now killing you. Accomplices to the murder of the innocent. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, there is no way that you're going to walk through this life untainted by the things that you have tolerated. No, you are empowering a group of people, small in number, that are set on destruction. But you already know that. So I don't know why we think that we're just going to go ahead and allow our representatives to do whatever they want to do, and we're not accountable before God and man. It makes zero sense to me, especially understanding Scripture. I'm about 10 chapters away from ending the Torah. I read through the whole Torah, reading the Lord's statutes and his judgments. And I just want to propose this to you, and then I'm going to give you the resolve concerning what's going on. But before I do that, I want you to see this. Did you know that according to Health Impact News, a reliable source, 7,500% increase in record cases of cancer following the COVID-19 vaccines, as they call them? Wow, what's going on? Last week we highlighted, friends, how contaminated your food is because of Bayer and that of Monsanto. And if that's not good enough for you, pay attention to what they're spraying down on you through chemtrails. These are the judgments of God. I don't care if you're pro or con when it comes to the Word of God. If you're not going to pay attention to His blessings and rejoice that the Lord has bestowed them upon you and act accordingly in obedience out of gratitude towards Christ who bled Calvary for your sins, Revelation 1:5, you're going to be a partaker of the judgments, like it or not. But this is how I see it. I see it as that the young people should have not a responsibility when it comes to what their parents tolerated. Because much of what we talk about here is the hippie generation, those people that forgot to take a bath in the 60s and the 70s, you know, the free love and the free grace, you know, those people that are in government today, those that are in the pulpits today, and neither group of people have any business being there. Those are the people we continuously knock down concerning the altars of our Father. Read Gideon, friends, Judges 6. He tore them down. That was the first thing the Lord told him to do. But look what's going on here. And to show you, again, how there's no lines with these people. Here's another one. The WHO, by the way, the head of that organization is not a doctor, and he's also tied to terrorist organizations, just so you know. The WHO issues global alert about new form of severe hepatitis affecting children. Pfizer study suggests COVID vaccine to blame. Just think about all those people that now have to jump over the top of this. Dr. Tenpenny, who we've had on the radio program, has already shared with us, friends, that in 2022, there's going to be a whole lot of people that just went along because they listened to the voice of the corrupt rather than the voice of God in preservation of their own souls. Read Psalm 19, verse 11, when you get a moment. By them thy servant is warned. They didn't take heed to the voice of God. They took heed to a murderous henchman named Anthony Fauci, taking his orders from Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the world, working hand in glove with terrorist-tied individuals in the WHO and the CDC. I thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, that kind of just fell right into place. Isn't that interesting? Remember how I warned, by the way, how that the CDC, the WHO, and all these organizations, governors, mayors throughout the United States, are operating through administrative law? By the way, that's why the mask mandates were just shot down a week ago, because the said federal judge who failed to act 2.5 years ago in enforcing it, it's interesting, she's a part of the problem too. Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4 is the answer. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 is the answer, friends, of the U.S. Constitution. But it's interesting, friends, that I warned you that this is administrative law. It's all unconstitutional. It's illegal. It runs in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution. It undermines our God-given rights. They don't have any authority. Well, you watched the likes of the corrupt on the Supreme Court go ahead and attempt to justify, in part, giving power over to the CDC and the such, saying they need to make their decisions. Nope. We didn't delegate authority for them to do that, and we didn't allow the Department of Justice, namely one of the Supreme Courts, to say that they had the authority to do that, because we never gave that judge the authority in doing so. But what she just did is exactly what your said representatives have done. They're handing out authority that's never been given to the medical industry, who wants absolute control over your life. And if you think this is a game, friends, you might want to pay attention to Adolf Hitler, because this is exactly the last thing that he did in taking over that country. Listen to this. You ready? The CDC, this is Anthony Fauci. He said, this is a CDC issue. It should not have been a court issue. Fauci insists the CDC should be above federal courts and law. You guys with me? You all seeing where this is going? You guys all think that this tsunami's done with? You've got another thing coming, folks. You think everything's okay now because your master now told you you don't have to put a mask on your face that doesn't work, say, at the manufacturers, and everything's going to be good? You got another thing coming. You, if you complied, you added strength to them people to do it again. I don't care, folks. It's true. Hey, truth makes men free, John 8:32. Not compromise. I'm going to get to that. I need to get to that. Listen carefully as to the President of the United States of America, the buck stops here, Harry Truman, what he said back in 1950. Listen carefully. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, we already see that in play. And by the way, if you might allot me to allow me to tap into your good graces for a moment, this last week, I also highlighted, because many people are being appeased now by the new clown in the circus of politics named Elon Musk. For those that think Elon Musk is under attack by Bill Gates, you better think again. They're not attacking him. They're promoting him. It's just like when the media was going after Trump. They weren't attacking Trump. They were promoting Trump. But I did want to make you aware, for all of those that are just going on to the next one, forgetting about the last one that deceived you, Ephesians 4:14. I wanted to know if you had actually seen who Elon Musk's mother is and his child bearer. It's pretty crazy. It really is. Did it surprise me? Absolutely not. Hey, folks, the camera is on all those that have bowed their knee to the devil himself in one way or another, okay? But Elon Musk, his mother, she has all over her, for those that did not know, here you have it, on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Here's Elon Musk's mother. Look at all the cultism, the eye, the all-seeing eye. They're occultists. They're globalists. Oh, that's not good enough for you? Here, just again, judging men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Do pay attention to the disturbing trend in what they call the celebrity cycles. Anybody paying attention? Look at all the eye symbolism going on here, friends. Anybody think that's kind of odd? That Elon Musk's mother is doing the same thing? Anybody think it's a little odd that Elon Musk's car sales are skyrocketing right now? Why? Oh, because of the gas prices. Oh, look at Joe Biden's done. Look at Bill Gates attacking Elon Musk. Yeah, what are they doing? They're driving business to Elon Musk, you dummies. When are you people going to wake up? It reminds me of when Obama was in office, and I went to the GNC, out in Tampa Bay, Florida, in 2012, and it's where all the conservatives met, and Judas Paul Ryan and others were there, and he was going to be the vice president, and then Romney, who was another sellout, who, by the way, supports NAMBLA organizations. Child pedophile organizations, and you can call him whatever you want to call him, but he's a criminal in the sight of God and those that know the word. But I remember going there, and I remember hearing these conservatives talk about how much trouble Obama's in and how much Obama's completely lost the battle. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, are you kidding me? You have allowed that criminal in there for over 8 years. He's transgressed the Constitution 1,168 times. Look at all of the dependents he's created. Look at all the money he stole from the people that work to give to those that don't. Look at how he was entertaining Americans' sworn enemies within the People's White House. Are you kidding me? He wasn't losing. He was winning. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I can just hear somebody say, Bradley, what is your problem? What are you so angry about? Well, I got a question for you. What is your problem and why aren't you angry about what's going on in your country? Leviticus 19:15, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness thou shalt judge thy neighbor. Okay? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to judge our neighbor in righteousness according to God's moral law. Right? Condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. But Bradley, where's the love? Well, if Scripture, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness, I would ask the people in this country, where is the love? Because I don't hear it. I don't see it. I don't see people loving on each other enough to actually tell them the truth that makes them free, John 8:32. I see just the exact opposite. You know, the Bible tells us in Leviticus 19:17, listen carefully. Let this drop into your heart, and then let it bubble into your mind, okay? Thou shalt not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke him, not because you hate him, but because you love him, and not allow sin to be upon him. You know, doesn't the Bible say, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent? Yeah, that is love. It's not hate to tell the truth, friends. It's hate not to tell the people the truth. Okay? And just for the record, it's not hate to tell the truth, right? Love does that. Okay, so let's get that into scriptural perspective here so we can all understand what's going on. Okay, so here it is. So what's the consequence? How do you deal with all of this that's going on? What's going to appease God, first and foremost, and what's going to appease the minds and the hearts and souls of men on this earth? There's only one thing. It's called justice and judgment. Okay? The Bible says, again, listen carefully, and this is what our forefathers did, and this is what we used to do in this country, and in some cases, every once in a while, it gets through. It tells us in that of Leviticus 35, verse 30, okay? I'm sorry. Numbers 35, verse 30. Listen carefully. This is how you're supposed to deal with those that are guilty of the crimes that I've been highlighting over the last 50 minutes, okay? Whosoever killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die, okay? Now listen carefully in verse 31. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer which is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. The person that does the killing is supposed to be brought to the same exact measure of his crime. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, blow for a blow, wound for a wound, right? Oh, Bradley, you know, if it's an eye for an eye, you know, I've heard that that's going to leave the whole world blind. Nope. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Okay? That's about the furthest thing from the truth. And who did you hear that from? Gandhi. Give me a break. Wow, people. So what's the satisfaction for one that's guilty of murder? He shall be put to death, and you shall take no satisfaction. In other words, he is not going to buy himself out of the crime. There's going to be no negotiating as to how he pays for the act of murder in the sight of God. You must do what I tell you to do. These are my statutes, and this is how you dwell safely in the land. And it also teaches others how to fear me in walking in the fear of the Lord so that they are not guilty of the same crime. That's a mercy to a society, by the way, right? Proverbs 16:6, read that. How do you bring satisfaction? The person that's responsible for the murder must be put to death. And the Lord says, and you shall take no satisfaction for him that has fled to his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land. And then it goes on. And then he says, you are not to defile the land. What did he say right before that? This is important that you hear this. 35:33. Of Numbers. So shall you not pollute the land where you are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. There is no way to justify the murder of 62 million babies in this country. And according to scripture and according to common sense, those that have advocated the murder of the innocent, those that are guilty of the murder of the innocent in the womb, they are to be put to death. And isn't it interesting how you've taken on a mindset, you're supposed to be more merciful, the mercies of the wicked are cruel, the Bible says. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. I'm talking to those that understand not judgment. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that you are evil because you understand not the judgment of God. Was it okay for that innocent baby to be murdered at the hands of a repeat criminal that you've been tolerating? No, and if that's the case, you lean into false mercy or false grace in allowing that criminal to be set free in the face of his guilt. You are a partaker of what he's guilty of. You are a partaker of what he's guilty of. The Lord said there's only way to clean the land, one way to clean the land. The person that's responsible for the murder must himself be taken out and sent to his judge, period. And let me go over here, because I want you to hear this as well. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 19, Here, I'm going to go on here for a second. I just want it. Sometimes it gives it to me. Yep. I just got done reading it. But in Deuteronomy 19, it says, "Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilty, the guilt of innocent blood, that it may go well with who? You. You. That it may go well with you." Okay? And what is the reason for all of this? "Well, thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot." That's in 19:21 of Deuteronomy. But what's the reason for all this? "And those which remain shall hear and fear" to what? "To commit the crime." And the Bible says, "And shall henceforth commit no more evil, such evil among you." That sounds like a pretty good idea to me, isn't it? Doesn't it? I mean, now the American people, man, I mean, hey, do you know that in Orlando they're giving away $25 coupons for kids in school because Planned Parenthood wants kids, girls, to have 2 to 3 abortions? It's blood money. Do you know that they're giving those kids $25 coupons to murder their own children? In Florida. Okay, we were talking about California earlier. Hey, folks, if there's a state in our union where an abortion, where a child is being murdered in the womb, there's only one way to appease God and to clean the land. The people that are responsible for murdering the babies must be brought to their judge. And we are supposed to be quick about it. And the fact of the matter is, we know who the guilty are. I got a couple more minutes in this segment, and it amazes me. I'm going to try to get this in here before so we can pick up another topic on the other side. But it amazes me how the people have given this a pass. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There's going to be recompense. And we're seeing it little by little. But it's interesting that the angel of death, Joseph Mengele, some people call him Mengele. I've watched documentaries where they call him both. But when the world found out what he was responsible for in killing innocent people and babies, there was an outcry worldwide. And it's interesting that when he was sent into exile, with the help, by the way, of the bad guys, he was sent to Argentina, and guess what he became there, friends? He didn't stop murdering. He was encouraged to go to Argentina to go ahead and do some more murdering, and that's exactly what he did. He became an abortionist. If you've never seen the documentary called Nazi Hunters, I'll tell you what, it would be good for all of us to hunt these Nazis now. Not when they're dead. It'd be good for us to hunt them down now and bring justice upon their heads according to the word of God, because I am so sick and tired of the compromise of man only to find more innocent blood on our hands and more judgment that's going to fall upon our children if we don't put a stop to it. But isn't it interesting, when they did it in the 30s, there was an outcry. And just think about this, Americans. Adolf was responsible for 11 million gypsies, Jews, and or dissidents, but yet the American people are responsible for 62 million babies. Which one's worse in the sight of God? They're both bad. One baby murdered is way too much, and it must be stopped. We'll be right back. Hour 2 coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.